You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Many young people of color are faced with racism every day, whether it's blatant and in your face or subtler microaggressions. And yes, it's happening even in our liberal Bay Area. One example that was in the news happened 3 years ago when a group of non-Black students at Albany High School created a racist Instagram account, attacking fellow Black students with racial slurs, depicting them as gorillas and hanging from nooses. The incident shook the school and the city. The students who made the account, plus those who liked or commented on the posts, they were all suspended. And when they came back to school, they were met with demonstrators and a student body that was outraged. The students' families filed a lawsuit claiming the school doled out a punishment that was too harsh and that they feared for the children's safety. The school settled with the families for over $500,000. Natalie Johnson is a former Albany High student. She graduated before that incident, but her younger sister was there during all the controversy. Natalie says racism at the school wasn't new, and she recently launched the Instagram account Black at Albany for current students to share their stories. I talked to her and first asked what she thought when her sister first told her what had happened.
I remember when I heard about the incident, she told me about it. We were horrified, you know, and we thought it was disgusting, but we weren't at all surprised. We were just very disappointed, very hurt, but not surprised.
Why were you kind of disappointed, but not surprised?
I think just my high school experience, and all of the discrimination, racism, microaggressions that I faced, just made it very clear to me that Albany is not very welcoming to Black students and Black families.
Can you talk about your time at Albany High School as a young Black woman and what kinds of things would happen to you? You wrote an op-ed about this called Reflections on Being Black in a So-Called Liberal Area. And so can you take us through a couple of the things that you witnessed personally?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of these things were very small comments, but they just added up over time, I think, and really, really impacted my self-esteem and how I saw myself almost. So when I told people that I lived with just my mom and my sister, they assumed that my dad was out of the picture or that I just didn't know him at all, which is very far from the truth. My parents are just divorced, like half of America. When I raised my hand to speak in class, people would say things like, "Oh, you're so well-spoken. Why don't you talk Black?" People would try to touch my hair, ask me if it was real, ask me if I had to curl it. When I took AP classes or did well on an assignment, people would say things like, "I didn't know you were smart." And this one, I will never really forget. I remember I got my SAT test results back, and I studied really hard. I took like prep classes on the weekends, that kind of thing. And I did way better than I expected. I was so excited, and I was at this, I think, swim team meeting, something like that. And, you know, I was talking about my score, and this boy said, "Oh, you got over 2,000. I thought you were retarded."
So then fast forward kind of to this Instagram page. Tell me about it. Tell me why you wanted to start this, even though you were out of the school.
So I saw this thread on Twitter, but it was someone who had been at the school at the time of the incident and who I guess had kind of, you know, the student perspective on what happened. And so I remember seeing this thread, you know, 3 years later, and I was like, oh my God, nothing has changed here in the 10 years since I started at that high school. Absolutely nothing has changed. And then I saw that all of these Instagram accounts started popping up, like Black at USC, Black at Harvard, Black at Yale, and then high schools too. And I was kind of like, nobody else is doing this. And I think, you know, someone needs to do it. So I guess I'll do it. And I also kind of figured that the kids who are still in school were probably scared. The ones who recently graduated probably wanted to get as far away from that place as possible, as I did. So I thought, you know, I'll just try it. I'll see what happens. And if it helps even one person feel heard or comforted or less alone, then then I'll have at least accomplished that small thing.
So then you launch it, and then what happens? You start getting these stories, and I'm looking at the page right now. You know, it's just very sad. There are posts here as recent as, I mean, this person is class of 2020, right? Somebody who just graduated just now. Class of 2021. Tell me a little bit about the stories that you started to see popping up on the account.
It was really, really hard. I just want to say, having to read all of these stories over and over again while creating the posts. But again, I just felt that it was important and something I needed to do. One story that really, really stuck out to me was this girl wrote in, and it didn't happen at the high school. It happened when she was in elementary school. She was 9 in the 3rd grade, and they were learning about the civil rights movement and Martin Luther King Jr. And she comes from a mixed family, had parents of different races. I'm guessing that one must have been black and one must have been white. And she said that the teacher looked at her and said, "If we were back in that time, then your parents would have been lynched."
Mm.
To a 9-year-old. That was one where I was just like, I don't understand how anyone could think that there isn't a problem here, that this is the way we are speaking to children.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Another one that really stood out to me was this girl wrote in about how in middle school, again, not at the high school, but in middle school, a teacher told her that her hair was distracting, called her attire ghetto, and made her move to the back of the classroom.
And through this giving other people a voice, do you feel this is healing for you?
In many ways, it was healing, just to kind of, I guess, get my story out, have other people able to share their stories and use their voice. But it has also been very challenging, very emotionally taxing. Just, you know, every time I get an email from the email account that I made with a notification that someone else has filled out the form, I'm just like, oh God, like, here we go again with something horrible that this school in this town has put a child through. And it's just, it's disheartening. But I'm hopeful that through seeing all of these stories and hearing these accounts from students, that people are finally, really going to be active in making a change.
Natalie Johnson is creator of the Black at Albany Instagram account. Thanks to B Soul for producing that interview.